Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Mike Berry of First Liberty Institute. And First Liberty is a very important Christian legal firm that defends the rights of our first liberty, that is, the right of religion, the right to practice our religion. And recently they have filed suit in reference to a story, you perhaps have heard about this, about a high school football coach who was fired for saying a quiet prayer after one of the football games. Mike Berry, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
I wonder if this coach that got fired, if he had said, folks, turn to secular psychology, or let's give thanks to the Buddha, or Allahu Akbar, or you know, something else, something other than Christianity, he might have still retained his job.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Jerry. Actually, in our complaint, one of the factual allegations that we lay out is the fact that Bremerton High School had an assistant coach who would make a Buddhist chant at the 50-yard line at the end of football games. And, you know, to our knowledge, nothing adverse ever happened to that coach.
Really? A Buddhist chant? Huh. Okay, so tell us what happened, the details here about Joe Kennedy.
Yeah, well, you know, going all the way back to 2008, Coach Kennedy is feels called and compelled to pause at the 50-yard line at the end of a football game for Bremerton High School and give a brief personal prayer of thanksgiving for the opportunity to coach the players, just for their safety on the field and sportsmanship and those types of things, without incident since 2008. And in the fall of 2015, after a compliment from a administrator from one of the school districts, the Bremerton High School told Coach Kennedy he could no longer do this. And, of course, they basically put him in the position where he had to choose between his job as an assistant football coach or his faith. Well, that's a position no American should ever be put in. And, of course, matters of faith are very serious for people in this country, and it's something that Coach Kennedy couldn't, basically give up just because his employer told him to. And so now we're at the point where he was fired from coaching for doing that. And here we are now having to file a federal lawsuit in order to vindicate his constitutional rights and get his job back as a coach.
So a high school football coach, public school setting, loses his job for pulling a Tebow, essentially.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't get any more clear cut than that, that, you know, clearly the school district, which is, as you said, it's a public school district, so this is, you know, part of the government, has told one of their employees, you can talk to other coaches, you can talk to your players, there's all kinds of things that you're allowed to do after the football game is over, but the one thing you can't do is pray, and if you do, you're fired. And Coach Kennedy, being true to his faith and true to his commitment to God, took a knee and prayed, and so at first they suspended him, and then they fired him.
How did we get to this place in America, you know, in light of the fact that our founding fathers said over and over and over in one way or another, you know, that religion and morality are indispensable supports to our political prosperity? That's a direct quote from George Washington in his farewell address. And the founders expected us to be religious, and they expected that our morality would derive from that religion. And it was in the context where 99.8% of them were professing Christian of one stripe or another. How did we get from there to here?
Well, I think part of the problem is that most Americans no longer really have a good understanding of what their constitutional rights are, especially when it comes to religious liberty under the First Amendment. If you were to take a poll of people across the country, I would, you know, hazard a guess that many don't realize that even if you're a public school employee like Coach Kennedy is, you don't forfeit your constitutional rights just because you work for the government, and that the government cannot, under the Constitution and under federal law, force you to choose between your faith and your job. Unfortunately, that's what Bremerton School District has done here, and so really the only way to try to reverse that and to ensure that not just Coach Kennedy's rights, but the rights of, but think about the thousands of football coaches across the country who may happen to be people of faith and also want to give a brief personal prayer of thanks for what happened on the field of competition. They're watching what's happening in Bremerton, Washington, and this is going to send a very clear message across the country that, you know, they too have the constitutional right to give a quick personal prayer if they want to at the end of a football game, and that the school district can't be the one, the government should not be the one to say, you're not allowed to do that.
So the government shouldn't be there to officiate and saying, okay, this prayer, which is not Christian, is allowed, the Buddhist chant you mentioned, but this prayer is explicitly Christian, therefore it should not be allowed.
Right, and even beyond that, the government shouldn't be, or can't, tell employees, look, you can mingle amongst yourselves and talk. You can talk with students. You can talk with other coaches. You can do all kinds of expressive conduct, you know, speech, et cetera. But the one thing you can't do is religious speech. I mean, that's the Supreme Court has repeatedly held over the decades that that's what we call viewpoint discrimination, which is unconstitutional.
All right.
Targeting somebody purely because what they're doing is religious.
Okay, now, you mentioned the Supreme Court. Isn't it true, though, in the late 90s, they had a bad decision from the state you're from, Texas, but related to football prayers or prayers said at football games in the high schools? And unfortunately, that went the wrong way, in my humble opinion. Maybe there's outworkings of that. What are your thoughts?
Well, there are many differences between some of the cases that others may cite to say that Coach Kennedy doesn't have the right to do this and whatnot. There's lots of differences between the cases that the school district wants to cite and obviously the cases that we cite to support our position. So obviously lawyers are going to debate about what those cases mean, et cetera. What's clear and what really isn't up for debate is the fact that this boils down to a football coach who simply wants to, at the end of the football game, give a short, personal, you know, private prayer of thanksgiving at the end of the football game. And we're talking about no more than approximately 30 seconds at the end of a football game, about as long as it would take for him to kneel down and tie his shoe or look for a dropped contact lens. And the school district has said, if you do that, you're going to be fired. That's what we're fighting over in this case.
CoachKennedyFacts.com for more information. This is a lawsuit from First Liberty, First Liberty Institute, firstliberty.org. And we're talking right now with Mike Berry. Coach himself said this: when the school district fired me, I was devastated. I really hope that the school district will give me my job back so I can get back to doing what I love most, coaching my players. End quote.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Coach Kennedy is a valued member of that community. He lives there. His kids go to school there. So it was devastating for him. I personally, I can't imagine what it was like to have to, live and work and sleep in that community every single day, seeing those people and knowing that what pained him the most was not being able to be on the sidelines for his players, for his athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are in August, and as everybody knows, football season is gearing up. It's just the opening weekend is just around the corner. And so it probably is reopening those old wounds for Coach to know that the kids are going through summer camps and two-a-days, getting ready for the fall season to begin, and he's not able to be out there. And that's really all we're asking for from the school district, is to get him back on the sidelines so he can be with those kids and be a coach, but also to do so with the protection of his constitutional rights in place. Because, again, that's what's going to send the message across the country, is that as a public school employee, you do not give up your constitutional rights.
Even if it's a religious speech in question.
Well, especially if it's religious speech. That's what the Supreme Court said decades ago in the famous, Tinker versus Des Moines decision, is, of course, that was dealing with students. But the Supreme Court was very clear in their opinion. They said that students and teachers do not forfeit or shed their constitutional rights the moment they enter the schoolhouse gates. I don't know how much more clear the Supreme Court could have been by making sure that they didn't just limit it to students, but they also included teachers.
Well, one of the things I maintain, especially having done a lot of specials through the years for D. James Kennedy Ministries about the ACLU and church and state and all this kind of stuff, is that the words of the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, that portion dealing with religion, have been so twisted in our time, partly through court decisions, as to essentially mean that we shall have state sanctioned atheism, and in some cases state mandated atheism. And it wasn't supposed to be that way, not even according to the most liberal of the founding fathers, including Thomas Jefferson, including every one of them.
That's exactly right. And that's the unfortunate consequence of the times that we live in, is that people increasingly, again, as I was saying earlier, are suffering from constitutional illiteracy. I think it's so vitally important for people to take the time to learn what the Constitution means, to learn what the founders intended when they drafted and wrote those words, and really to hold our government accountable. When a school district or when a, you know, whether it's a school district or a city council or whomever, or even a nonprofit group who's trying to take away and strip people's religious freedoms, when they make statements such as a football coach doesn't have the right to pray at the end of a football game, people really need to stop and really take stock of what the other side is saying and say, is that right? Does that comply with the Constitution? What does the Constitution actually say about that? Are the words separation of church and state actually in our Constitution? Because obviously they're not. And so, it's really important that we as Americans understand what the very document that created our nation is all about and what it really means. Because if we cease to understand and fully appreciate our constitutional rights, that's when we start to lose them.
And, it's interesting, too, that not only is his free exercise of religion right being taken away here, but also even his free speech right.
Well, that's a great point, Jerry. That's actually included in our lawsuit, is that, you know, we've cited multiple grounds for the how Bremerton School District has violated the law. You know, they violated the Constitution by denying Coach Kennedy his right of free exercise, but also his right of free speech. And then concurrent with that, they've violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So, I mean, that's the federal law that protects employees from discrimination in the workplace. So, you know, I'm not really sure why the school district feels that it's on solid footing when it comes to the law, because they're not. I mean, they violated both the Constitution and federal law. So our hope is that this issue will be resolved quickly once the school district recognizes the error of their way, and that, what we're asking for is for Coach to be reinstated and back on the sidelines and able to enjoy his constitutionally protected free exercise at the end of the football game.
What if somebody said Coach Kennedy's just an opportunist trying to make some money off of this lawsuit that he's bringing?
Well, that's the other thing I would point out in the lawsuit, is that we're not seeking money damages here, that really we're seeking reinstatement with the religious accommodation, and no money damages are being sought.
That's good. I like that. You know, it's interesting, too. I remember one time when there was a church and state type of controversy here in our county, in Broward County, Florida, and the Christian side that sued for $1. And they said it wasn't, you know, the amount, it's just the principle that the free speech for Christians should be allowed. And by the way, the Christian side won, and I'm glad to say that. Okay, we have 10 seconds left. Again, CoachKennedyFacts.com for more information. Thank you so much, Mike Berry, for being with us. Any closing thoughts in 10 seconds or less?
No, thank you so much for having me. And like you said, CoachKennedyFacts.com.
All right, God bless you. Keep up the great work there. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
Sure, bye-bye.